This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. The headlines have been full of stories lately about guns in the U.S., the efforts in Washington to tighten firearm regulations after the Newtown tragedy, how gun owners are buying even more in anticipation of stricter gun laws. India has a thriving gun market, too. And as the BBC's Rahul Tandon reports from Calcutta, the demand for guns there is increasing following the brutal murder of a young girl in Delhi.
There are an estimated 40 million guns in India. And as concerns rise about safety here, the number of applications for gun licenses is growing. Tanmay Chatterjee is a spokesperson for the group Indians for Guns.
More and more women are inquiring about the procurement process and are applying for licenses. The rise in the number of applications is very sharp.
But getting a gun license can take years. First, you have to prove there's a direct threat to your life. So the black market for guns is growing, says gun dealer Joydeep Biswas, whose family has been in the gun business for five generations.
Large chunk of section of people is they want it for self-defense. So yes, people are more and more, they want that for their own personal safety. They will buy illegal arms irrespective of whether the government gives them license or not.
One estimate puts illegal gun ownership in India at more than 85% of the total. And that, says Biswas, is wiping out businesses like his.
It's coming down. This is a dying trade. It's coming down. We are here because our generations were there. So that's why a lot of these gun shop owners, newer generations are not coming in. So probably maybe we are the last generation in this line of business.
Many of the black market guns are made in India, but they're also coming in from neighbouring Nepal and Bangladesh. And as regulation of gun ownership remains tight and concerns about safety grow, the black market in arms will likely continue to thrive. In Calcutta, I'm the BBC's Rahul Tandon for Marketplace.